Hello and welcome to SEO is Not That Hard. I'm your host, Ed Dawson, the founder of KeywordsPeopleUse.com, the place to find and organize the questions people ask online. I'm an SEO, developer, affiliate marketer and entrepreneur. I've been building and monetizing websites for over 20 years and I've bought and sold a few along the way. I'm here to share with you the SEO knowledge, hints and tips I've built up over the years. Hello, this is episode 90 of SEO is Not That Hard. And today I'm going to be talking about managing risk and building for the long term with SEO. Now, the reason this is coming up is because, obviously, it's March 2024, Google Core update that's running at the moment. We're actually just into April, so it's probably now the tail end of the update. It's been just about almost a month now. Google said it might take a month, might take a bit more. So but we should be seeing towards the end of it now. And obviously, there is lots of conflict, I would say, at the moment between the two sides of SEO. And those two sides are really people who play white hat and people who play black hat. Now, I don't want to take sides here, and I'm not taking sides because I don't think there's an issue with anybody doing whatever they want as long as they understand the risks. And that's fine. We're all grown-ups. You understand the risks, you take your chances, you make your choices, and then you live or die by that. The issue I have got is some people, SEO influencers say, who tell people, their audience what the risks are of some of the tactics that they are proponents of. Now, it's fine for someone to say, I do this, I do black hat stuff, and these are the results I get. But the risks are, it's against the terms of service. So if you get caught, this is what will happen. Or the risk of what will happen. So that people that decide to follow their advice know what they're playing with. They know whether how risky it is, what the likelihood of being caught is, and what, if they do get caught, what the results of being caught will be. And I just feel there's too many people out there who are pushing tactics that, yeah, undoubtedly do work. I know they work. I'm not saying that they don't work. But will they work forever? And it's probably a case of, no, they won't. If you've been around an SEO long enough, you will remember things like link exchange pages and link wheels, which is where, I mean, there were tactics that people used to use 15 years ago, and they worked, where you'd literally have a link page on your site, and you would link to other sites, and you would agree to do reciprocal links. And, you know, these things worked. I can't remember if they were always against Google's terms of service. They might not have been very in the early days, but Google caught onto it and said, this is against the terms of service. People carried on doing it. And eventually Google penalized all these links, things like Penguin. And because it stopped working, everyone got hit. People stopped using it. So these tactics, they come, they rise. Google catches onto it, says, don't do it anymore. Then eventually starts penalizing people. And not everybody comes back from these penalizations. I had some very close calls myself back in the Penguin and Panda times, especially around Penguin, where we were buying links. We were having all sorts of crappy links that we used to go for because we were building links from 2004 when you'd literally just any link anywhere would work. And that came back to bite us several years later, and we got completely penalized. We lost 99% of our Google traffic, and, you know, we could have gone under on broadband.co.uk. Luckily, we had some reserves of cash. We sat down, we got some good advice, we worked out how to fix it, and we came back. But it took, I can't even remember now because I don't even have, because we sold broadband.co.uk, I don't have access to the analytics anymore to go back and look and say how long it took to recover. But we're talking, you know, months and months and months, and probably more than a year to fully recover it. And that's a long time to go without your Google traffic if, you know, you're a site like an affiliate site like that, or any site, even if you're an e-commerce site, if you lose all your traffic, you lose all your custom, you know, how long can you survive for? So that's why I have the issue that people who are pushing tactics now and like AI content and saying AI content works. Look, here's all these examples of AI content still working. And yet it may still work at the moment. But Google's clearly sending a message that they don't want to index AI content. And they've hit plenty of examples. And maybe those examples are just ones they are finding manually at the moment. But it doesn't mean that they're not going to be working on ways of automating it if they aren't automating it already. And, you know, they're a multi-billion dollar company, if not trillion dollar company, with thousands and thousands and thousands of incredibly talented engineers working on these problems. They will solve them in the end. It's just inevitable. So you can go with tactics that are short term. And if you're going for a short term tactic and you've got a short term goal and you appreciate that at any moment you can lose that traffic and get your site penalized and lose sites, then fine. If you're doing churn and burn and you know that's what you're doing, and that's what some very talented black hats do, and, you know, kudos to them. It's their business model and I don't knock it. That's fine. But if you are someone who wants to build for the long term, then it's not a sustainable tactic because it only works for so long. And I'd much rather have a site that takes a long time to build up, but will last for a long time and will pay off. And I can sleep at night knowing that that site has got a much greater chance of surviving than if I'm doing dodgy tactics. Now, that's not to say that, you know, you can be completely clean and never get hit with anything, because Google can change the goalposts. It, you know, the helpful content update, you know, I think if there are plenty of people out there who are claiming to be clean, and I've seen no examples of them not being clean, but Google has decided they're working on a different metric now, and that's fine. They can do that. It's their sandpit. You know, we have to play by their rules. We can not in like playing by their rules, and we can, you know, not saying it's fair, but it's just a fact of life. You can either get wound up about it or you can get on with it. So what I'm really trying to say is that I think if you are trying to sell or recommend or teach someone a service where, you know, you're going to gain from it, then if there is risk around it, I think you need to be honest with what that risk around it is with your clients or the people you're trying to influence. I mean, if you buy a packet of cigarettes, it comes with a warning. You know, I'm an ex-smoker. So I understand the act of smoking is quite pleasurable. But in the long term, they kill you, right? And they come with that warning. And I think it's the same with a lot of SEO tactics that some people are proponents of. You know, they can work in the short term, but in the long term, you're probably going to get hit. If you are on the other side of it and you're learning SEO or any kind of SEO, I think you need to familiarize yourself with the actual Google's terms of service, their recommendations, the things they say they do and don't want to see. Familiarize yourselves with the rater guidelines. Just understand the things that Google does and doesn't like. And if you are doing anything that Google doesn't like or suggests you don't do or says these are the things that we will actively aim to penalize, appreciate that risk when you do something. If you decide to do it, that's fine. That's up to you. And I don't knock people for doing that. But just be sure that you understand the risk and you factor that into what your long-term plan is. So if you're doing churn and burn sites and you're completely happy with that, then great, knock yourself out. You know, I don't sit there and moralize and say, you shouldn't do this and you're polluting the SERPs. I don't mind. You know, you do what you want. The only thing I would say don't do anything illegal. Don't hack sites. Don't do anything that actually breaks the law. Okay. But other than that, fair game as far as I'm concerned, as long as you understand the risks you are putting yourself under. And if you're giving people advice to do the same things, just make sure to tell them what those risks are so they can understand, point them in the direction so they can educate themselves. But don't go around telling people things are white hat when they're not. Don't go around telling people there's no risk when there is risk. That is where you are crossing a moral boundary, I think, really, because, you know, if you're making decisions for yourself with full awareness, that's fine. But if you are telling other people that something is fine, then that's dodgy. I mean, if you saw someone going around talking to your kids and saying, here, smoking's fine, it's good for you, it's not going to hurt you, there's no risk to smoking, you'd be upset because, you know, they're putting something on people without making them aware of the risks. Okay. So I think this is an important thing with SEO, is that people need to understand those risks. And when it comes to the long term, you know, I can't think of a single example of pure black hat that has lasted for, you know, 20 years. You know, they may have churn and burn, they may repeat things over and over again, but they have to change the tactics all the time. Very few things work long term. You know, sites get caught, moved on. No one builds a brand on Black Cat. I can't think of a single example of a brand that's been built on Black Cat. People, I don't know if they can sell sites which are Black Cat for significant sums. When we sold broadband.co.uk, I had to sign documents about all the tactics we'd used over the years. And I had to completely cover the fact of what we'd done had happened at the time of Penguin. And I had to warranty that we hadn't bought any links and we hadn't done certain things. Otherwise, our sale never would have gone through and that would have cost us a huge amount of money. So Black Cat, can you build long term? Can you build a brand? Can you build something you can exit from with Black Cat? It's very difficult. Very difficult, because obviously if someone's going to buy something off you, they are not going to want to buy something that could potentially be penalized to death the next day. So that's why if you're in it for the long term, you're trying to build something, an asset that can look after you and pay you for a long time and also is something you can sell and cash out at the end, then you know you've got to manage risk well and understand what you're doing. So, yeah, that's just my little rant today. So I just hope it gives people something to think about when they're deciding who to listen to and what tactics to try and what their long-term strategy is going to be. Before I go, I just wanted to let you know that if you'd like a personal demo of our tools that Keywords People use, that you can book a free, no-obligation, one-on-one video call with me where I show you how we can help you level up your content by finding and answering the questions your audience actually have. You can also ask me any SEO questions you have. You just need to go to keywordspeopleuse.com/demo, where you can pick a time and date that suits you for us to catch up. Once again, that's keywordspeopleuse.com/demo, and you can also find that link in the show notes of today's episode. Hope to chat with you soon. Thanks for being a listener. I really appreciate it. Please subscribe and share. It really helps. SEO Is Not That Hard is brought to you by keywordspeopleuse.com, the place to find and organise the questions people ask online. See why thousands of people use us every day. Try it today for free at keywordspeopleuse.com. To get an instant hit of more SEO tips, then find the link to download a free copy of my 101 quick SEO tips in the show notes of today's episode. If you want to get in touch, have any questions, I'd love to hear from you. I'm at Channel 5 on Twitter. You can email me at podcast@keywordspeopleuse.com. Bye for now and see you in the next episode of SEO Is Not That Hard.